We're going to hear now about a picturesque Swedish island in the Baltic Sea, Gotland. For military experts, Gotland is an essential strategic spot. NPR's Ari Shapiro explains this island is at the center of a complex web of alliances in Europe.
When I was in Sweden, I didn't go looking for a story about Gotland, but the place just kept coming up in interview after interview.
An island called Gotland.
Gotland is in an extremely important position.
Sweden is including Gotland, there's no doubt.
Northern Europe is a complicated chessboard, and Gotland is a crucial square. Just to the east of this island are the Baltic states, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. These former Soviet republics are afraid that Russia might try to swallow them up again, just like it did with Crimea in Ukraine. In September, President Obama traveled to Estonia and said, "We've got your back."
So if, in such a moment, you ever ask again who'll come to help, you'll know the answer. The NATO alliance, including the armed forces of the United States of America, right here, present now.
See, the United States and the Baltics are NATO members. That military alliance says an attack on one member is an attack on all. But Sweden is not part of NATO, which means the island of Gotland isn't either. And whoever controls Gotland has the Baltics in their crosshairs. Keir Giles is a military expert at the Chatham House think tank in London.
The island of Gotland is a prime target and has been effectively demilitarized by Sweden over the last decade.
Sweden's military is a tiny fraction of its former size. Carlos Neretniks watched it shrink over his decades-long career in the Swedish military.
If the Russians, just hypothetically, borrowed that island...
Borrowed without asking.
Then they would dominate the Baltic Sea to such an extent that NATO would have very great difficulties supporting the Baltic states.
I asked Sweden's state secretary for the Ministry of Defense whether the Swedish military could keep Russia from grabbing Gotland. Jan Sollesund told me,
"Sweden could not prevent that in the long run. I wouldn't think so, to be honest."
And if Russia takes Gotland, then the U.S. cannot keep its promise to defend the Baltics. Stefan Ring is with the Swedish General Defense Organization, a think tank.
Europe is in a terrible need for assistance from the United States. We don't have resources enough in Europe to handle a severe situation.
Of course, this scenario is hypothetical, but consider... Russian military jets flying in stealth have come within 100 yards of crashing into a Scandinavian passenger plane. Foreign submarines have been spotted in the waters off Stockholm. And in northern Europe, the complex web of military alliances means a local conflict can easily become a regional one and potentially a global one. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.